Hello.
Hi, Max. Hi, Max. Who with Mackenzie, please?
Yes, this is Mackenzie. How can I help?
I'm sorry. This is Mackenzie.
This is Mackenzie. How can I help?
Yeah, my name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Mackenzie, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Sorry? Female?
Yeah. Can I ask why you're conducting this?
It's a survey for young women. Would like to hear your opinion. It's very interesting, actually. Are you a registered voter? Are you prepared to vote or not?
Yes.
Yes? Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
White.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, positive or negative?
Oh, gosh. Negative, I guess.
I know it's a tough one, right? But yeah. It's just a feeling, you know. It's not a right or wrong answer. It's just how you feel at this moment right now.
Yeah, negative.
Positive or negative, the future of the country?
Negative. Yeah.
Thank you. How about the future of the planet? Positive or negative?
I guess I vary. Right now, I guess I feel negative.
Okay. How about your own future? How you feel? Positive or negative?
Oh, gosh. I try to feel positive.
Okay, that's
I'll
good. Thank
positive.
You. Okay, great. Let's see. Okay. Okay, now, how much power do you feel young women have to make change and issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can use the number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
So you said 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest?
0 being the lowest and 10 being the highest.
I would say 7.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you a list. Just tell me when you hear the one that you feel that is one of the 3 that you feel that is the most important to young women in the U.S. today. Immigration.
Okay.
That's
no,
1. Abortion access. That's 2. Education. 3, national security, student loans, climate change, crime, gun and violence, or gun violence, health care, mental health, racism and discrimination, and the economy and the cost of living. Which 3 do you feel that are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
Education.
Okay.
That's
1.
And then could you read the last 4 again? I'm so sorry.
Sure. No, not a problem. It's okay. The last 4 would be healthcare, mental health, racism and discrimination, economy, and cost of living.
So my 3 would be education, healthcare, and racism and discrimination.
Thank you.
For women.
That's 3.
Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? This is most important to you. The one that you have a priority to. I'm going to read you another list. Improving or maintaining mental health, that's 1. In this chapter of your life right now, in your life right now, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining mental health, advancing your career, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, hobbies, and free time activities. Which of the three do you consider to be of most important priority, the priority to you?
Relationships.
Okay.
The partnerships and friendships. I would say improving or caring for mental health.
Okay.
And then the one about making positive change in my community. Yeah.
Contribute to positive change in your community? Is that the one you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. That means that you don't have to give me three. You can just give me one. You can choose three, though, if you like. Okay, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, your role in relationship like being a mom or caregiver, wife, friend, being American, your hobbies and all interests, your spiritual religious belief, being a woman, your profession, your sexual orientation, or and being young. Which of these traits are most important to your identity?
Oh, man. Goodness, my... There were so many good ones. My goodness.
Okay, well, okay. You want me to read them again?
Yeah, up to three. Could you read them again? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. The first one is being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, your role in relationships like being a mom, a caregiver, a wife, a friend, being American, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a woman, your profession, your sexual orientation, and being young.
I'd say my spiritual identity,
okay.
My role in relationships, in being a woman.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. I'm going to read you a list. This is what you feel most often about the American political system, the emotions that you feel. Dread, hope, exhaustion, pride, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, happiness.
Disappointment.
Disappointment?
Yeah.
That would be one? Okay. You don't need to give me one. Okay, now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements, and I want you to tell me which one is the one that comes closest to the way you feel, your opinion. Statement one, statement A. All government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, all government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, all government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement comes closest to your opinion, A, B, or C?
That's a B.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to read you this. They're saying that these are the factors that are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control, systematic racism, the two-party system, corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power, and not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Which one? You may choose up to three, but you can choose up to three. It doesn't have to be three, but you can choose up to three. So,
I think I heard three. The first two.
Politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
That one?
And what was the second one?
The second one is division and gridlock between the political parties.
Those two, and then systematic racism.
Racism, okay. Thank you. Okay, now moving right along. how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
How much do I trust Congress to what? Could you repeat that?
To make change on the issues that matter to you. On issues that matter to you. Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is Congress.
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about ballot initiatives, which they propose laws that the public votes on directly? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat the question again? I couldn't hear.
Yeah. Yeah. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? And the second one of the Congress is ballot initiatives. And what that is they propose laws that the public votes on directly. Would you think that will make a lot of change? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The Supreme Court. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat. I'll stick with that one.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Somewhat? Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Nonprofit groups? I would say a lot.
Okay. And President Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay. And now your state government. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change in civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus community customers and deny them services. Very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated. How did it affect you? Somewhat motivated? Okay, thank you. Okay.
Somewhat motivating. You mean to participate or not?
Well, what they're saying is, for each of the case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change to civic participation.
Okay.
You say somewhat motivating? Perfect. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Will that make you very motivated, someone motivated, someone unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Yeah. I mean, same for what motivated.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers, of students. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
The sense?
My puppy.
Somewhat motivated?
Yes, somewhat motivated.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would that make you very motivated, and somewhat motivated, and somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Know how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. You personally.
Very, very motivated.
Very motivated?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Attending a protest, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not, I guess a little likely.
Somewhat likely.
Yeah, somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Very likely, thank you. Boycotting a company, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
What about a company?
Boycotting a company.
Oh, yeah, very likely.
Very likely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Signing a petition, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Volunteer for an advocacy organization. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. Like I said, you may choose up to three. Doesn't mean that you have to give me three. You can just give me one. It says that you can get up to three if you like. The candidates did not represent your values. You did not have time to vote. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Email invalid did not arrive in time. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting does not change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. There was an intimidating presence at your voting, at your polling place. And which one would you give me out of those?
The last time it was not knowing when or how to vote in my area.
Okay. You didn't know how or when to vote or register?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half, or to zero for minimum wage earners, and insurance balances don't grow from unpaid interest. And we need to continue to fight for the economy, well-being of young people so that we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Could you repeat the question?
The question is for the question. Yes, okay. No, don't worry. It's okay. No problem. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. And then the statement is that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy well-being of young people so that we can all thrive. Would that make you want to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The other one is the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color. whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. But that makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
I'm sorry?
A little more.
A little more, thank you. And the last one is, we have seen hardworking people rise up in unions, to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. When that makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. What are the media sources that you check you check most for new content? You may choose two: Instagram, YouTube, podcast, TikTok, international news outlet, Facebook, national TV news stations, Twitter, local TV news stations, news or informational articles online. You may choose two.
The podcast and Instagram.
Okay, thank you. And we almost there. Thank you so much for your patience. The following questions are going to be for statistical purposes only. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to government politics, news, current events, humor, memes, science, technology, sports, music, shows, movies, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, business, finance.
Just one.
Which one?
Did you say just one or?
You can choose two if you like.
Okay, I say current events.
Okay.
And probably humor.
Say that again.
Probably humor. Was that one of them?
Okay. Humor. Humor memes. Okay. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A Bachelor of Arts.
A bachelor's degree?
Yeah.
A BA? Okay. Go for the master. Okay. Now, do you consider yourself a heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight. Heterosexual, straight.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And that is a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
My employment status? I'm employed.
Yes. Full-time. Full-time employed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you full-time employed?
Yes. Full-time employed.
Thank you. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
No. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000. To $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, 55 to 64, 999,000. Stop me when I get to the range.
Oh, you, yeah. Sorry. 35 to 44.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I was like.
No, no, it's okay.
Our numbers.
This concludes our survey. You've been great. Thank you so much. And we'll enjoy the rest of your day. And have a good one. Take
Thank
care.
You. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.